Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, January 7, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Shameful rioting at the Capitol. Multiple explosive devices discovered across Washington. Congress certifying the electoral count. Democrat John Ossoff officially winning in Georgia. Also ahead, tough analysis of the violent anarchy in Washington, D.C. My commentary is coming up. But first, four dead, including a veteran, a woman, who broke into the Capitol, was shot in the neck. That happened after thousands of protesters stormed the Capitol building during the electoral certification process. Rioters used bats, chairs, and batons to break windows before entering the rotunda. Vice President Pence was evacuated while members of Congress were huddled, protected by Capitol Police. One of the most disgraceful displays in American history. As I said, more analysis ahead. Now, the riot occurred minutes after President Trump addressed a crowd of supporters from the White House lawn. Mr. Trump again blaming, quote, weak Republicans for refusing to back his challenge to the 2020 election. Early this morning, Mr. Trump changed his tone, vowing a peaceful transition to Joe Biden on January 20th. I'm glad the president did that, but yesterday he was part of a situation where no one was a winner. Pipe bombs, other explosives were found at Republican National Headquarters and the Democratic Headquarters. Capitol Police also removed at least three suspicious packages placed near the offices of prominent lawmakers during the rioting. At least 50 have been arrested, more to come. It is a federal felony to invade a government building. So I expect prison time for some of those involved. In other news, far-left Democrat John Ossoff officially defeating David Perdue in the Georgia runoff, giving control of the Senate to the Democrats. This is not a good development. And I'll have more on that next week. In a moment, how did that Capitol rioting really begin? Right back.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Everyone lost yesterday when protesters turned violent and violated the U.S. Capitol building. Four people lost their lives, one violently. Dozens of protesters and police were hurt. The pro-Trump, anti-vote corruption movement is destroyed. President Trump himself lost because he did not tamp things down in his speech before the riot. I do not believe the president incited the riot. I think that is false and even hateful analysis. But you have to anticipate danger. When there are more than 100,000 people packed into a small area, and many of them are angry, some irrationally, you have to try to tamp it down. The president did not do that in his pre-riot remarks, a major mistake. Now, those who hate Donald Trump lost as well, because decent Americans, fair-minded Americans, despise the peddling of hatred, which was on display in the media yesterday like I've never seen it before. It was a disgrace, as Donald Trump might say. Those who condemned the riots yesterday, but who did not condemn violence after the George Floyd killing, have now been exposed as hypocrites. And on BillO'Reilly.com, I have a segment naming people who did just that. Forever, they will be losers. And finally, America's image was besmirched all over the world. Now, you may not care about this, but it is important. The United States is the beacon, as they say, of the entire world. We are the strongest country. We should be the fairest and least corrupt country. However, that is dissipating. And what the world saw yesterday reflects poorly on all Americans, because people overseas, they're not paying attention. They don't understand allegations of voter fraud, and they don't care. All they saw was a wild mob trying to destroy the symbol of American democracy, the Capitol building. And believe me, commentators overseas, most of them jealous of us, were just hammering the USA. Donald Trump will go down in history now as a lesser president. In his last 2 weeks in office, this riot will define him. That's not fair. Mr. Trump did a lot of good things and helped this country get stronger economically, no question about it. But this display was so vivid and so terrible that it will be attached to President Trump as history unfolds. That may not be fair, but that's the way it will be. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. Disagree? I'd like to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. As the national election winds down after more than 2 months, it's interesting to compare the country's latest presidential contest with its first one, the year 1789. Population, just 4 million Americans. Revolutionary War hero George Washington agrees to return to public life after years in retirement. The process actually started in 1788, a year earlier, when most states ratified the U.S. Constitution. That document established the office of the president, vice president, and an electoral college based on each state's congressional representation, how many people the state had. Before the election, the USA had no chief executive. Under the previous system, based on the Articles of Confederation, the national American government was headed by the Congress, which had a ceremonial presiding officer. All 69 electors cast one vote for George Washington. making his election unanimous. Two of the original 13 colonies, North Carolina and Rhode Island, had not ratified the Constitution at the time of the first presidential vote and did not participate. New York failed to choose electors due to an internal political brawl. 1 month later, on February 4th, George Washington was officially elected as the first president of the United States and sworn in on April 30th, 1789. He would go on to win a second term. And here's something else you might not know. It would be another 35 years before the popular vote actually had an impact on the presidential race. The 1824 election was the first contest where 18 states used residents to decide how to cast their electoral delegates. Six states still left the choice up to local politicians. The result, total chaos. John Quincy Adams defeated Andrew Jackson in 1824 because the House of Representatives gave the election to him. Adams lost the popular vote and the electoral vote, the only time that has ever happened. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.